Later this morning, Boston mayoral candidate City Councilor Michael Flaherty is rolling out endorsements from a group of African-American pastors and ministers from Roxbury, Mattapan, and Dorchester. Their endorsements are meant to counter those that the incumbent Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, received from 20 black ministers last week. The split in endorsements has caused some tension within the black church in Boston. WBUR's David Boeri is in the studio with us this morning to talk about that. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
First, who specifically is expected to endorse Michael Flaherty later this morning?
The Flaherty campaign says it has a list of 44 ministers, pastors, bishops who are endorsing him, many of them endorsing him as individuals, if not pastors. There seem to be at some pains to make sure that they double the number that endorsed Menino. And they're going to be joined by members of Latino, Haitian, and Vietnamese communities, as well as by members of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers.
Should this be considered a significant endorsement?
I think they wanted you to believe that it's a significant endorsement, and they have some big names in that list, yes.
The latest poll out from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center shows Flaherty trailing Mayor Menino by 20%. Is there an indication that what's going to happen today with the black ministers will help bring in any of the undecideds and boost Flaherty's numbers at the polls?
Well, by the way, that poll wasn't a poll of likely voters. It was called random digit dialing. You simply call residents. And Flaherty people, who obviously don't want people to think that he's that far behind, are pointing to their own poll last week of people likely to vote. That poll indicates that Menino has only about a 47-40 lead, and Flaherty's been gaining ground.
So the Flaherty campaign says.
So they say. Of course, they're going to use the polls to their advantage. They don't want people to go to the sidelines 2 weeks before the election. But as for today's endorsements, the Flaherty campaign hopes to cut into Menino's strong showing and popularity in the inner city. You know, when you win elections, you're to do that not only by winning wards, but also cutting the margin by which your opponent wins the wards that he wins. And the Flaherty strategists hope that if they can come out of those three neighborhoods, Roxbury, Mattapan, and Dorchester, the inner city, with a 40-60 split to Menino, then they're doing very well.
Recently, you reported for Radio Boston that some of the black faith leaders are upset that the black community is split. What are they upset about?
Well, this is where you get into the battle for leadership amongst black ministers. Now, Reverend Bruce Wall, longtime activist and self-styled outsider, he broke with Menino. He thinks the ministers could have all been kingmakers had they questioned both the candidates, then issued a group endorsement afterwards. Instead, he says hundreds of pastors were left out of the process when a group of 20 ministers, the so-called insiders, made the decision themselves. And he says they sold out to the mayor.
When the mayor whistled and the black pastors went downtown and heeled to the left and got their biscuit, it bothered me. That imagery bothers me. That's only 20 pastors. We have hundreds of black churches in this town.
Tough talk for men of the cloth, but Bruce Wall says the mayor's steering favors to those who are with him, from clergy parking-only spots outside those churches to contracts and summer jobs to hand out. Now, meanwhile, Reverend Eugene Rivers, one of the 19 to be precise, who endorsed Menino, says the endorsement was just a pragmatic judgment.
As far as I can tell, based on the facts, the mayor has done as well as any mayor is going to do in his role as the head of state of this municipality.
Where there is disagreement, or no disagreement, I should say, Bob, is the belief among all the black ministers that the black church is the most influential institution in the black community. It has a tradition of political involvement, and they should be involved making political endorsements, and there are hundreds of those black churches in the city.
If it's true that the nexus of black political power rests in the hands of the ministers in Boston, what's the split say about their ability to influence the mayoral race?
Well, first of all, the split says that there is a split, that there's part establishment pastors tied to the mayor, who the mayor recognizes as black leaders, and another generation of group of ministers and pastors who want to be the leaders. They want change. And certainly all of this looks like proof that there is no monolithic black vote inside the church or out.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
To hear a lively discussion between some of the ministers last week on Radio Boston, go to our website, WBUR.org, and click on Programs. And a reminder, tonight at 7 on WBUR, Mayor Thomas Menino and his challenger, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, debate from the JFK Library in Dorchester.